Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 7. I'm going to look at two verses this morning. Hebrews 13 verses 7, and then we'll jump over to verse 17. They kind of tie together. So let's look at verse number 7, and we'll look at verse number 17. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Then verse number 17. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourself, for they watch for your souls, and as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Now we get in a section of scripture again that's dealing with the pastors, with the leaders of the church. And don't think Paul has switched gears. Okay, and he's just, again, filling space and closing out this letter to the Hebrew believers. Because remember in verse number 6, it talks about, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And then with that in mind about the Lord is your helper. We know that. Matter of fact, just verse number 5 said, I'll never leave you nor forsake thee. Speak about Jesus. Verse number 6, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And with that same thought, he puts in perspective about the leadership of the church, the pastors, the elders. In the New Testament, they called them bishops. And, of course, they had the word for pastors, shepherds, leaders of the church. But the word in verse number 7, remember, the word remember means to be mindful of, to keep in mind those that have the rule over you. Now, this is also the word, remember, talks about in the past, some of those that are great men of the past that have influenced our life. We saw their faith and their life and how they live for the Lord. Remember them and follow them and the path that they had tried. Remember a few weeks ago, we talked about that path that others will follow. Well, we shouldn't not only remember the ones in the past, but we need to remember the ones in the present, because this is now present tense when he's talking about them that have rule over you presently. Remember the ones in the past, and then remember the ones who are presently, who are now having rule over you. Now, the word rule kind of turns a lot of people sideways. The word rule here literally means to have authority over, to be a leader. Or in language, layman's terms, it means to be a guide. It does not mean to be a dictator. There's a lot of pastors, mostly in the independent fundamental ranks, who they run the church. I mean, their word is the law, and you have to do what they say. That's not what this means here at all. Matter of fact, aren't you glad we have a congregational rule? Amen. That I don't run this church. The deacons don't run this church, and we have every member has a vote. By the way, that's why it's important to have, be a member of one of the Lord's churches. If you're not a member, you don't really have a right to vote, you know. And anyway, so it's important to be a member, and we'll get into that in a little bit later. But the thought of these positions of leadership are not of personal choices, but by the will and the call of God. So today I'm going to tread on light ground, but I'm going to tell you what the Word of God says, okay? So you don't think I'm taking this as for Scripture. I'm just, you know, through the book of Hebrews, I'm taking it verse by verse, word by word. And we come to this verse where it talks about, remember them which have the rule over you. Of course, this is talking about the leadership within the church, the pastors and others. And we've been given a position of leadership. And with that comes authority in the church. God is the one who calls the pastor. And the qualifications for a pastor, and we're not going to go into them, are found in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and Titus chapter number 2. And when you put those two chapters together, if you add them all up, I did this again this week. I could have miscounted because I did go to Auburndale High School. Okay. But I counted 17 qualifications when you put them together. Don't do this now. You do this when you get home. When you get 1 Timothy 2 and Titus, 1 Timothy 3 and Titus chapter number 2. There are literally 17 qualifications all total about the pastor, and most of you know what those are. Now, just remember, nobody's perfect. Even the pastors are not perfect. But these are qualifications, and let me just add, it's not what you were, it's what you are now. If it's what you were in the past, nobody would be qualified to be a pastor. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Because we're all sinners, saved by the grace of God. So it's not what you were, it's what you are now. What kind of lifestyle is that man of God leading, or the one who's going to be in that position of leadership? Well, it says to remember them that had the rule over you. And again, I'll get back to that in just a minute because we go in verse number 17 and talk about that again. Again, the rule does not mean have the thumb over you and have be a dictator, but in that position of leadership that God has placed, and by the way, that the church has voted to place that individual in that position of authority. In other words, where it's me or any other pastor, for the most part, they just didn't step in one Sunday while I'm the pastor of the church. The church voted, well, he will be our leader. He will be the one who will guide us through the Word of God. Because the next statement is this, which had the rule over you, who has spoken unto you the Word of God. Amazing they put that in there. It's not my words, it's not the other preacher's words, it's not our opinions or even other commentaries, what other men would say, but the very Word of God. And that's what we try to do here at Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. I was had officiated a funeral yesterday, and it was over there on the other side of Winter Haven, and quite a few of them, just about all, said, Pastor, we listen to you on the radio all the time. And I was joking, well, I'm glad you don't turn it off when it comes on. No, we enjoy listening to the broadcast, and it's because they're getting the book of Hebrews right now, and it's word by word. And they laughed about, they heard that thing I said about commentators, that how I mentioned every once in a while about commentaries, that people who write commentaries are commentators, but they're just commentators. They're just regular folk who puts their thoughts down on a piece of paper of what they believe that this verse is speaking to. And I told him I'm doing in the college at Emmaus Baptist College a study of Daniel in Revelation. That's the class I'm teaching. And at the beginning of the class, I told them that our book, our textbook, will be the Word of God. A lot of great books out there on the book of Revelation, I have them. On the book of Daniel, I have them. But I told them from the very beginning, our students, that our textbook's going to be the Word of God. There's other good books that kind of reference to and commentaries that help kind of maybe shine a light on a passage that you don't quite understand. Maybe they'll give you another, shine that light to help you understand a little bit better. But the very Word of God is our guidebook, our rule book of our faith and practice. This is what we follow. We don't follow a creed. That's it. The creed, the Apostles' Creed or whatever, that they have that creed that this is what we follow. And some of the creed is good. You know, we believe in the Holy Trinity, the Trinity, and all these other things that they would talk about. But some of those creeds also say we believe in the Holy Catholic Church, that kind of thing. But they follow those creeds. We don't follow a creed. You understand that. We follow the very, very Word of God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.